Borges, the party's acting executive director, will take over as chairman in June when current leader Bob Bennett steps down. Borges, who was supported by Governor Kasich and Republican leaders, was expected to win the post, and he did, by a large margin, 48-7. His opponent, Tea Party activist Tom Zawistowski, said Borges would not take the party in a conservative direction. Zawistowski gave a specific example of what he was talking about when he told the crowd about a conversation he had with Republican State Auditor Dave Yost.
When Dave Yost tries to tell me that we're winning because the House defeated the governor's proposal for Medicaid, I said, Dave, you're using Obama math, because I didn't have Medicaid expansion before the budget. I spent 3 months fighting with people I like and I helped get elected to make sure I don't have Medicaid in the budget. So I gained nothing, but I lost 3 months that I could use fighting the enemy. That's not a win. That's a loss.
As Zawistowski made his appeal to Central Committee members to ask for their support, his supporters were sitting in the back of the room cheering him on. In the hallway after the vote, Anna Reel of Newark said she thought the vote against Zawistowski was unfair.
I cannot believe after his speech, he only got 7 votes. That's ludicrous. This just proved my point that every politician needs limited terms because it is fixed.
Reel said she thinks it's time for Tea Party Republicans to quit trying to work within the GOP and go their own way.
If there's a third party, I will work very hard and become involved in making sure that we get the third party in Ohio to make the changes and get back our country.
For his part, Tom Zawistowski says it's clear there's a chasm between Tea Party members and the leadership of the Ohio Republican Party.
They're about electing candidates. Well, what do we want? We only elect candidates to have policy, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. You want policy. Well, we're not getting the policy. We're just getting the candidates. And that's where the situation breaks down.
Still, Zawistowski himself does not rule out trying to change the Republican Party from within.
We're looking for conservative candidates who share our values and will implement them when they're elected. And we're looking at every House race, we're looking at every Senate race, we're looking at every state office, and quite frankly, we're looking at every central committee. These people voted.
You're looking for a third-party candidate to rival the Republican candidates then.
Well, maybe there'll be someone in the Republican primary we could get behind. Maybe there'll be a primary. We don't know that yet, okay? Maybe it will be a third candidate. Maybe it'll be an independent candidate. Maybe we'll just let the governorship fall, meaning we won't support Governor Kasich and still support the rest of it. There's a lot of options. We have a lot of options, and we'll get together with our coalition members, and we'll discuss those options.
While Tea Party members decide their next move, Borges, the incoming chair, said he's looking forward to bringing all Republicans together to support good candidates. When asked if he's worried Tea Party activists might leave the party, Borges responds this way.
Certainly don't want them to do that. I hesitate to use words like they and them. These are all members of our Republican family.
Borges said there's no need for conservative members of the party to think it will abandon its traditional stances on issues, like the state's ban on gay marriage, for example. If activists for gay marriage are successful in putting it on the ballot, Borges said his party will take a clear stand on the issue.
If that happens, I'm 100% certain that the state party will oppose it. And if that gets on the ballot, I truly believe that it would fail again.
As Republicans once again waged a public fight over the direction of the party in the future, Democrats have been watching. Within hours after Borges was elected, the Ohio Democratic Party emailed a letter to reporters pointing out some of his tax troubles. And the party resurrected talk about the new Republican chairman's criminal plea back in 2005 in connection with a pay-to-play scheme in the state's treasurer's office. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.